We got to welcome Handy Andy. Thank you to everybody who sent emails over the course of the holidays. Go to itstheshift.ca. There's a form on there. You can send us some emails and stuff like that. We got a bunch of great ones. There was one topic about electronics that came in that we are actually going to explore. It came in, I think it was from Marianne, and she had said, I'm paraphrasing, she had said, can you find out about, you know, AI and airlines and all these things, and with all the trouble that's gone on, what goes on behind the scenes? And we are going to do that. But her suggestion was, why don't you ask your disco dancer friend what he knows. So, no, we are not going to ask Andy that. We are going to talk about this topic instead tonight, but we are, just so you know, looking into how does an airline schedule staff and those kinds of things, because there were so many screw-ups over the holidays. So, sidebar, we're going to get into that later on here in a couple of weeks as we do a whole lot of research to figure that out. In the meantime, my friend that's a disco dancer, Andy Verrar, is here. Happy New Year, brother.
Happy New Year, Shane.
Welcome back. You are all excited. The best stories in the world about you come from Mike Yanni at CES. He is the he spills all things about, oh boy, Andy Berard's going.
Yeah, I literally need a handler when I go to Las Vegas. Like, I somehow, even though I try not to get in trouble, I always somehow find myself in some kind of predicament. Just to give an example, when I left there, the last one that I was there, 2020, just before we had the lockdown, let's just put it this way. My last night at CES, when I was trying to be on my best behavior, they're like, we're going out, Andy. You gotta have a good time. Tie one on. And next thing you know, I'm in the Las Vegas dive bar having beers with who other? OJ Simpson, sitting right next to me. And we are drinking beers, chatting like we're old friends. And this is where I made the mistake, Shane. Because we ended up getting a picture of OJ, and then he left. And I'm there, I'm buzzed, I'm kind of drunk. And I'm like, what a story. Kind of. Like, what are the chances? This is like from the Hangover movie, that you meet OJ Simpson in a dive bar. And I'm like, no one's going to believe this. So I thought in my drunken stupor, it'd be a good idea to tweet that and post it on social media. Worst decision ever. I woke up the next morning and I was like, oh my God, did I do that? I did. And that was the one and only time I ever deleted anything off social media was
really
me hanging out with OJ. What a bad move. You know, I'm surprised I'm not canceled after that.
What was the response? Was it because of his history of all the things he's done?
Yeah, he's a controversial figure. And what happened was he had joined Twitter that year and I followed him and I thought he was kind of funny. He would always make these videos and he'd be like, hello, Twitter world. Like, he totally didn't know what he was really doing, but he was trying. And that's how me and him started talking. And then we were talking about, like, his life. Like, he was drafted in the Major League Baseballs. I didn't know that. He told me that. And so I just had this weird experience with OJ Simpson at Vegas. And so Mike Yanni is right. I get in trouble all the time when I'm there. And I should have a handler who just takes me from the show floor straight to my bedroom and go to sleep. And then back, you know. But yeah, it happens every year.
So. But yet, no, you don't.
I know.
Well, that's interesting. Well, the good news is that you hung out with the one guy that gets himself into more trouble than you do. So
exactly. Yeah.
All right. If you go to shiftheads.ca, you can see the video Handy Andy has posted about CES 2023. Of course, handyandymedia.com, or go to his YouTube page. You can follow along and see everything there as well. Now, there's lots of cool little gadgets. There are some gigantic gadgets, lots of AI and robots. It seems to be kind of the go-to of all things creepy. And there are some flipping creepy looking little robots there. Like, there are some creepy things. Tell us what you're most excited about. What can we look forward to? And also maybe explain what is CES for everyone who doesn't know.
Yeah, so CES, it's actually, that's what the show is called now, but it was short for the Consumer Electronics Show. And it's been going on for years. Like, if you go way back, this is where the Walkman was first introduced, the compact disc, like all these technologies that we've come to see were first showcased there, especially, you know, there's lots of fads too, Shane, and typically in the televisions, like 3D TVs. Remember that when 3D TVs were going to be the big thing? Never really happened. Then I don't know if you remember this, Shane. There was one year where they had curved TVs. They curved mm-hmm. TVs.
Yeah.
And it turned out that, yeah, they're great if you sit in one spot. Like you have one perfect spot. So that
would be, why curved monitors works, but curved TVs does not. Because with a curved monitor, you're typically sitting in one place.
Exactly. But they tried to curve it. They even had curved smartphones, believe it or not. There was one year, I think it was like 2014, where they were just curved was just everywhere. They're curving everything. So you do see a lot of technology that gets showcased there, but not everything sticks. And there's usually some quirky product that steals the show. In 2020, it was this little tiny robot that would deliver you toilet paper in the event that you didn't have any toilet paper. Just this tiny little robot that just goes around with toilet paper, and it stole the show. It had no application in real life, but that's the kind of show that it is. Another year, Shane, it was a fork that would vibrate if you were eating too fast. That stole the show. So
that's so funny.
Yeah, it's a lot of quirky stuff. Now, what's interesting is Samsung you were just talking about AI. Samsung just announced that they're going to have a new AI-infused stove. So you could put food into it. It can understand, the AI understands what you're cooking and will give you push notifications on the correct temperatures and if you're burning your food. So this artificial intelligence is going everywhere, including our kitchens. Another company, Shane, in terms of TVs, they're called Displace TV, brand new company. They're releasing the first completely portless television. No HDMI, no plug. You don't even plug it into the wall. It comes with a battery pack with 1 month of power. So if you watch it for 6 hours a day, you can have 1 month of power on this television. No cords, nothing. You just put it up on the wall.
Fascinating. There are some things that I'm excited about that I think that we're going to see a lot of, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. I imagine there's an awful lot about cars, an awful lot about electric cars and all that stuff, right? We're going to see an awful lot of that. Hydrogen, probably another one that's going to be the big dreaming thing, is the hydrogen cars. Now, to me, though, the place where I think there's the most opportunity, especially with electric is super fun to drive if you're like mega torque sports car, holy cow acceleration type thing. I still don't think that electric is the answer for our day-to-day cars. I it's a start, but it's not the answer. The grid can't handle it. But I would say moped style scooters, like a moped style scooter, the motorcycles, like the Harley Davidson motorcycle, like those motorcycles that are light and the power to weight ratio is way different than a car. That's exciting to me. I think that we're going to see a little bit more of the scoot when the electric and the motorcycles here at CES this year. Is that something that we could look forward to?
Absolutely. Like if you look at the kick scooters that are around everywhere that people are using, those were showcased at CES years ago. I remember seeing them. I remember trying it, and they're like, yeah, this is going to be the future of mobility. The big question is, we know that this transportation is going electric, especially in urban cities. And even like they're making new townhouses and stuff where there isn't a parking lot for cars. It's for electric vehicles now that you're going to be parking. So the moped styles that you're talking about. So I think what we're going to see is different form factors, maybe foldable electric vehicles that you can fold down and take with you, say on public transportation, but new forms, new models, maybe more wheels. They're going to have one just for assistive people. So like wheelchairs that actually have motors in them built into it. So I think those are the big kind of categories, because that's what people are going to be buying. That's what they're going to use, especially when you look at the cost of gas, the price of living. People are going to ditch their commuter vehicles for these electric vehicles just to save money to get from point A to point B.
Until the cost of electric has cost more than gasoline, which seems to be where it's headed. To your point, though, one of the coolest things that's come from those electric push kick scooters is folks in wheelchairs. Now, you typically see the kinds of wheelchairs that are more sporty, athletic wheelchairs that can handle speed. People have made adaptations to those wheelchairs to put a kick scooter on it and use that as the motor, as opposed to buying a full-on electric, holy cow, expensive wheelchair, using a kick scooter to push around and drive a normal wheelchair. Now, you can't do it in a normal one because of the fact that they do go quite fast. But I think that's a really cool example of adapting one idea into a whole new purpose that seems to be incredibly effective.
Do you remember those? Do you remember those hoverboards that everybody was? It was a big fad. Yep. Everybody was driving.
They're still
them.
Pretty popular with the kids. Yep.
So I got one year after CES. It was like a modified. Like you could turn it into a go kart. So you use it as the go kart on the back two wheels. This thing was like this makeshift thing. It was so dangerous. Every single person that drove it got injured, Shane. And it was funny. And like, then I finally had to get rid of it. I'm like, you know. Everybody's trying this. Everybody's coming back with scrapes because you're going really fast. You try to turn a corner and this whole thing kind of rolls over. But I expect to see that, you know, these electric transportations, different types of models, because that's where the future is. That's where people are going. The big thing about kick scooters, the issue I have with them is it requires two-handed use. So it's really hard to carry groceries and such. I tried to put them on my like grocery bags on each arm and I'm trying to drive it. Very dangerous. I don't recommend it. So I'm trying to find what kind of form factor can they make this electric transportation where you could actually carry stuff with you that you could fold and take on public transportation. That's the missing piece. And I think we're going to see different kind of designs of that at CES.
Very cool stuff. HandyAndyMedia.com for Handy Andy Barrar. What else comes to mind that you're excited about? Now, I've kind of led that whole conversation, so there's got to be a couple things that you're looking forward to other than glow sticks and nightclubs.
Yeah, a lot of companies are really getting into the DNA sequencing. That's a big thing that Silicon Valley is looking to invest in. So what I expect to see, and I've seen this on the show floor at CES, they take your DNA and they can give you some kind of insight into what your DNA says. So one year I went, they took it and they were like, oh, we can tell you what attributes you have as an athlete. And so I got my results like 3 weeks later, Shane. And I shouldn't have read it. It's like, you will never be a sprinter. You are missing this gene that all Olympic sprinters have. You don't have it. So, and it was true. When I look back at my past, I was never fast off the line. But I was a good long distance runner. And that's what this genetic profile was saying. So I expect to see more of that, except for the gut microbiome. That's a big area where Silicon Valley is trying to invest in, because these probiotics, they're not like a full-on medical type of FDA medicine, but it's kind of in that supplement area. And so it's gray. And I think Silicon Valley wants to see that DNA sequencing so you can get personalized probiotics for your gut microbiome to help you lose weight or digest food.
Fascinating stuff. The pessimist in me says they want to get into that world because it's not regulated.
But yes, and you keep buying it, so the recurring revenue. That's what they're really into.
And you're not. There's no evidence, no science that your doctor is going can say that it does or doesn't work. I mean, it's perfect for the internet sales. Let's put it that way. You know, Handy Andy Barrar took full advantage of the pandemic to jump rope and get fit and all those things. You can't do that without having a goal in mind. Now, we had chatted here about a little bit of goal setting. I thought that would be a great opportunity to invite you to stick around, Andy, if you want to take part in our goal setting and planning that we're going to do here in about 10 minutes or so. Will you be into that?
Oh, absolutely. I'm totally for it.
You want to do the dance, eh? You want to do the Alice Shane Hewitt design your words, design your life sort of planning?
Well, it's just like I really like, you know, watching content online, like transformations that people have, right? Especially when it's goals that are like way in the future, because you have to have kind of short-term goals to get to that long-term goal. And then it's the journey. It's like what they always say. It's not like when you're climbing a mountain, it's the journey to the top. And that's what I'm all about. So I'll definitely love stay it. For that.
Ryan O'Donnell, did you just hear that? Anything stand out to you in that little comment that he just made?
No, I didn't hear it. I'm sorry.
All right, sorry.
Welcome to 2023, Ryan. Doing stuff in the background.
Right. That was the he was talking about his journey, Ryan.
Oh, that word. Oh, I like that word. That's an important word for me. Okay, great.
There you go. All right. Good. Saved it. Good save, Rye. Okay, anyway, before we're done with, before we get into what our planning looks like and some new ways for you to plan, let's talk about some, speaking of the new year and goals, getting fit on Netflix.
Yeah, so we all know Netflix has been struggling. They're going to have an ad-supported model. But it also looks like they're going to be offering fitness content. So they're partnering up with Nike, and they're going to be having all of these like fitness type of workout videos, a total of 90 of them from Nike Training Club. And so with this partnership, now you can work out from home on Netflix, which is kind of funny because Netflix is the one that got us kind of overweight in the first place.
You know? They made us chubby.
They made us chubby, and now they're trying to make us fit. And I think this is an interesting concept. These workouts, you don't really require any kind of like equipment. You can just do it right in your living room. You know, like in the olden days, Shane, you could buy those VHSs with the workout videos.
Yeah.
Like
that's what
Suzanne
exactly
Summers
is.
Or people like right? that.
Yeah.
So love it's it. Kind of like that, except in this new internet streaming age, you can have that kind of content on Netflix. Now, will people use it? That remains to be seen. But, you know, you see this every year, Shane. I'm sure you remember all the different fitness fads that you'll come and go. Nothing really sticks. Like, look at Peloton, how bad they're doing. Even Best Buy, I was talking to the folks at Best Buy, and they see it on the wall that no one is doing this. So they're actually getting back into jump rope. They asked me to partner up with them to create some jump rope content to help people get back to the basics. And I was all for it.
It's fascinating to me. And if you look in hindsight, really, Andy, if we look back at the pandemic, the reason why Peloton and those ones, those, you know, those workout mirrors and all those things is they're supposed to be more interactive, right? Like with your Peloton bike, they can read your data. Then you have a live stream of a host. They're like, come on, Andy, you can do better, yeah. right? Like it's supposed to be like there's a real coach in front of you. But really, I mean, there could have been 1,000 people in that class, like for all you know, right? Like you don't, like there was no person real connection to it. In hindsight, with Peloton and everything they were doing with those video workout coaches, does it not make sense, or did they not miss the boat on Amazon to not be doing those workout videos through for 2 years? I mean, I think everybody would have been giving it a shot. Yoga videos, stretching, whatever.
Yeah, a lot of people went to YouTube to get that kind of content, but it was definitely an opportunity that was missed by them. And it appears that people are sick and tired of working out at home. They want to go outside. So I expect to see that again at CES, all this new fitness tech. It's about going back to the basics. You know, it doesn't have to be complicated. You don't need a subscription to get fit. You just got to move your body. It's so simple.
And get someone to show you how.
Yeah, it's just modern society. You know, we have this knowledge. I mean, we sit behind computers, and then our entertainment is sitting behind the television or sitting playing video games. So we just got to get back to the basics, get outside, get moving. And I think that's the big thing we'll see in 2023.
HandyAndyMedia.com. Check out the videos there and at shiftheads.ca.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.